So when it came to Apollo 11, you went over to Goldstone for a course on the scan converter.
The scan converter, a principle in itself, was due to the fact that the transmission power from the moon was very low, and they couldn't transmit a very powerful picture. So they transmitted a 10 frame a second narrowband signal down. So the scan converter took down the first frame of the 10 frames a second image, and then replayed it five times to create the 60 frames a second, accounts for the ghostliness of the image that then people that were looking at the final image on television saw these ghostly images where the astronauts were floating about and apparently going through the flag and this sort of thing, which looked very ghostly and very unearthly, which was mainly due to the process just of replaying the first image six times, or five times rather.
So the original television, the slow scan television that you saw coming from the moon, didn't have that ghostly effect, did it?
No, it was completely clear. It was absolutely clear. It was displayed on a monitor which was set up to display 10 frame a second pictures, and it was clear, sharp, and with no ghostly images whatsoever. With the technology of the time, remembering that was 1969 and not 2009, the whole computer capacity of the lunar module was only 64K, which is much, much less than what your little pocket mobile will have.
So the television conversion worked pretty well for 1969.
It worked 100%, given allowing for the restrictions of the technology at the time, which, by the way, it also puts paid to some of the argumentation that the whole thing was produced in a shed or something like that, which one hears nowadays from various people. It was impossible in those days to fake a lunar landing in a shed because we didn't have the processing technology, the digital processing tools required for faking such a thing. At the time, our dish was looking at the moon. At the rim of the dish, there was a television camera which in the control room showed us that we were looking at the moon. The signal we were receiving had to come from the moon, and there was a ranging signal transmitted to the moon which showed us exactly that we were in fact receiving the signal from the moon with 240,000 or thereabouts miles distance. It could not have possibly, the signal that we were receiving and displaying on our screen and forwarding to the rest of the world could not have possibly come from anywhere else but the moon.